Learning Hilchos Netil Shidayim, the laws of Chatzitza, the Mechaber says, Sarcha Zaher Mechatzitza, a person needs to be careful and they wash their hands before their meal to make sure that there is no Chatzitza separating their skin from the water. Shekol Dabar Shechotetz B'Tfilo Chotetz B'Netil. That the same halachos that apply when it comes to using a mikvah, to be toivo oneself, to immerse oneself in a mikvah, so too the same laws apply with the Netil Shidayim, with the washing of one's hands. And the Mechaber discusses this in great length, and we'll get to that in a moment. The Mishnah Berurah discusses this and says as follows: the le'inyan tefilas haguf, since we're comparing the tefilas yadayim, washing one's hands, to immersing oneself in a mikvah, kaimelon we hold that tzarech lezaher, one needs to be cautious shliyehe chatzitza, dahainu shliyehe shum dover mudbak al haguf be'es tefil. There should be nothing connecting your skin, so that the ali dezeh liyehe oso makam royal levias amayim, that because of this chatzitza, water cannot touch that part of your body. Ve'im hoya chatzitza lo alta lo tefila. A person therefore has gone into the mikvah as such, they would not have immersed themselves properly. After min haTorah, then the Mishnah Berurah says that really midoraisa lo have chatzitza el imkin hoya chatzitza al rov basar haguf. It's necessary that the chatzitza is not just a small little chatzitza on one small part of the body, but the only time that min haTorah that it's an invalid immersion is only when it's on the majority of one's body. However, midorabbanan, rabbinically speaking, asar fil im hoya chatzitza al mi taguf. So therefore, it's only really midoraisa. The prohibition is that the chatzitza is on the robe, the majority of the body. But the Rabbanan, they make a gezeirah, they made a decree for even a miut, even for the smallest amount. Gezeirah atu rabu, because if we're not cautious about chatzitza, even for a small amount, then it possibly could turn that a person will have chatzitzas on the majority of one's body, as we'll discuss in a moment. Achlo asru chachamim el imkein kishaderech b'nei adam ulhachbid alav chi shoher kach. He says the only time is that a person has to be machbid upon it, which means that they would desire that this thing which is upon them should really not be there. They're not happy that they have this thing upon them, and therefore, because of this, that's considered to be machbid. And therefore, as the Mishnah Berurah discusses, the only time rabbinically is an issue is if you have one of the two. Either that it's on the minority of a person's body, but you're machbid that it's there, or that even in the event that you do not care that it's there, but it's on the majority of one's body, then in both situations, it's considered to be a chatzitza midrabbanan. However, as the Gemara, many places, Sukkah 1, discusses that when it comes to if it would be a miut and something which a person is not machbid upon, does not care that it's there, that's considered like a gzera, and therefore that would not be considered a chatzitza. And therefore, just as we say that these laws apply to tefillah, so the Mechaber said it also applies to washing one's hand. He says, therefore, al rov makom hanatila asar fil im ein derech b'niyadam l'hakbid olav. Therefore, if the majority of one's hands is covered with something, even if you don't care that it's there, nonetheless, that's considered to be a chatzitza. V'im hayim at al miyot hayad, as we said. And therefore, he says, let's say a person did wash their hands. You find that there's some type of chatzitza upon you. So we say that we go lenient. Because this whole matter really is midrabanan, talin and lahakel, and we go lenient and we say that you do not have to wash. Probably shenishava acharkach, that this chatzitza that you found upon you now probably only came about you now and not before. And therefore, probably when you washed your hands, you probably washed without a chatzitza. Achachatchila roishi ayin kodim netila im ena love davar chotzitz. A person should certainly chatchila try to make sure there's no chatzitza upon them before they wash. So, just to recap, before we speak halacha l'maaseh for a few moments, is that the idea of chatzitza applies in one of a couple situations. Certainly, if it's on the majority of one's hands, the chatzitza, as well as even if it's on the minority of one's hand, it doesn't take up most of the hand. But if it's something which a person is machbid that it's there, that they wish it would have been taken off, that also constitutes as a chatzitza. Now, What does it mean that one is makbid? Does it mean that it depends on every individual? Or do we say we go after the majority of people? In other words, let's say, for example, as the Piskei Tshuvos asks, that you have a situation where the majority of the people are makbid, that they see, let's say there's this dye of some sort that's all over one's hand. And that's something in which most people would be very particular and they would not want it there. They would consider that to be a chatzitza. But let's say you're someone that maybe you're not the most hygienic person. You don't really care so much about hygiene. You don't care that it's there on your own hand. So do we say that since it's not makbid for yourself, that it's not considered to be a chatzitza because we're talking about your hand? So the halacha is as follows. We say that that is considered to be a chatzitza because we say even though you don't care about it, batel daitam v'havi chatzitza. We look at the majority of people, the majority consider that to be something which a person would be makbid about, and therefore that's a chatzitza and you should not wash your hands in that situation. How about the other way around? In other words, let's say the majority of the people would look at this small little nothing on your hand, on their hand, and they would not care. They would not be makbid. And we said, if it's miut, a small amount, and it's not something which this person is makbid, that's not considered to be a chitzitza. But let's say you're a mafunak, you're a person who is very particular and finicky, and to you, that bothers you. To you, you are makbid that it's there upon you, even the small amount. So and this is actually machlokas. The Mishnah Berurah says one should be machmer. According to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he is lenient because of the same logic as we said before, that if the majority of the people consider it not to be an issue, then you yourself also, it's not an issue, and that's not a chitzitza. So it's a machlokas in that situation. Then the question is as follows. Im ha-chatzitza shal yodav, let's say the chatzitza which is upon one's hands, also in noilet feras, it's there for beauty, which means obviously the fact that you put it there, you're not makbid, and it's not covering up a majority of your hand. So therefore, eino mahava chatzitza. Therefore, that's not considered to be a chatzitza. And then he says, afilu al rov hayad, even though it's on the majority of one's hand. And there, some of the mafarshim deal with the following scenario. What does it mean that a person is not makbid? So he uses the following question. Let's say a person has something that you wear, but occasionally you'll take off. And why will you take it off? Because you don't want this beautiful thing which is on you to get destroyed, to get dirty. In that case, vaday havi chatzitza. To you, that is a chatzitza. Because a chatzitza, you really are makbid. You're not makbid that it's there because you don't like it, but you're very particular that it's there, which means it's not considered batal to your hand. And therefore, he says, v'hu dina de tabas. Dehavi chatzitza kivan shemesiroso sohanoshim. Since when it comes to rings, that let's say women who are very particular that it should not get ruined, that they'll take it off during certain functions, such as, let's say, they're swimming or engaged in various manual labor, so therefore, that ring is considered to be a chatzitza, should be taken off. However, according to the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan, he says that that's only because it's occasionally taken off. But if it's something which is always on the person, therefore that's no longer considered to be a chatzitza, and therefore a person could technically, if that's what they do, they always wear their rings, then they can actually wear it while they're washing, it's not a chatzitza. And it's brought down furthermore in the Shalos and Tshuvos and the Karen Ladavid, how about one who has nail polish? And hopefully I'm not talking about anyone here. But nonetheless, with nail polish, that is not considered to be a chatzitza. As we said before, at least when we're talking about washing for Netilas Yadayim is concerned, is because, as we said, it's done lenoy, it's done for beauty. He says, that's dafke etzel noshim, is why women should darken bakach, because that's the normal way in which women behave, and therefore that's not considered to be a chatzitza. A couple more halachot very quickly. The Piskei Tshuvos then discusses how about the laws of a band-aid, for example. So he says like this, Im kashul lahorid hachatzitza machma shigorim lekavu mitzar ben netilaso. Let's say a person has a bandage upon their hand that by removing it, which they technically could do, but it will cause any form of tsar, some form of pain by removing it, lo havi chatzitza, that's not considered to be a chatzitza, v'filu rov hayad mechusen. He discusses how a person should wash. Obviously, you have to be careful how to wash. That's another issue. But that's not considered to be a chatzitza if it's something which will cause pain. Furthermore, he says, in b'nei umnaso shel adam zeh, in machbidin al chatzitza zon. He gives example let's say a person is a dyer, and that you deal with dyes throughout the entire day, and therefore a person's hands are always this particular color. For the same matter, if a person's like a butcher and their hands are bloody, or a person who's a sofer in which their hands have DO, have the ink upon it, or you can use any other example, let's say a person who's a car mechanic, so their hands, which are looking at it, technically you would say it's a chatzitza. However, since this is their umnos, this is their profession, that is not something which they are makbid upon, that it's on them, and therefore that's not considered to be a chatzitza at all. Now, then he says, "Ukishenim makbidim al chatzitza." That which we said, that a person who's not makbid upon a chatzitza which is on them, what happens if sometimes they are makbid? For example, let's say normally I have this little spot upon my hand. I don't really care. So normally that's not a chatzitza. But sometimes maybe I would be makbid, for example, that if I'm going to go to, let's say, to a chasna, to a wedding. So I'm not going to want to walk around with this dirt on my hand. So is that considered to be makbid or not? So halachically is that since typically speaking I'm not makbid upon it, even if there's some times in which I am particular, then it's not considered to be a chatzitza. And finally he says, "V'im eino makbid b'yamos achol." Ach, b'shavas v'yontav makbid, let's say you have a person, again, the car mechanic, that during the 6 days a week when he works, doesn't bother to clean his hands thoroughly. So, according to this, those 6 days a week, ha-meko v'enu mesa ha-chatzitza b'mos achol, yeshu al-mi lismoch. He does not have to wash his hands so thoroughly. It's not considered to be a chatzitza, because to him, he's not makbid upon it. On Shabbos, he always makes sure his hands are very, very clean. So, therefore, if that is his practice, then b'shabbos v'yontav chayv l'chaser ha-chatzitza, then he would have to make sure that he would have to have that chatzitza removed for Shabbos.